All right, queens, how are y'all? Let's get our queen party started. So, just got off of the main call, which went really well. Lots of good coaching over there. So, if you didn't see that one, you might want to take a look. I'll bring Coach Misha up, and all you have to do on this call is raise your hand. Anybody can attend the Queen's Club call. We also give the recordings to everyone, but here's the thing: you have to be a queen in order to get coached. All right, Jessica. You're up first. Can we see the full dress? Yeah, remind me when I'm done coaching. Of course, I have no shoes on. I've not lotioned. Y'all, I always look better. Always feel like I look so much better from this point up, but it's like I got non-lotioned legs, hair growing out everywhere. I didn't even straighten the back of my hair today. I was running late. I've got the Zoom view on. All right, Jessica, what are we coaching on?
Well, good afternoon. So I want to get coached on my weigh-in today. So I went in on Sundays. I was up 2 pounds on the scale. My goal was to lose 1 pound.
Okay.
I did have data. I looked at my data. My
Okay.
first thought in assessing was kind of go into fuck it mode, and then I talked myself off that ledge. It was like, oh no, that's not gonna get me to my goal. I'm just gonna if I say fuck it, then I'll just keep gaining weight. So my next thought was to, oh, I must have eaten too much this week. I need to eat less. And I felt like it was restrictive. But when I look at my data doesn't say that I ate too much. My data says that the two basics that were in the like 30s and 40s was water and sleep.
Okay.
But
So
I
now we
just,
know why you're up.
yes. So I just, but my mind just keeps saying, but I must have just eaten too much. And
Yeah,
I know.
but you know it's not true.
Yeah. But then, so my next thought is that, oh, I see niche. But yeah, so that's not true, period. I think then my next thought becomes, well, maybe my enough signal is just off, and I did eat too much. I think I'm just trying to, in my mind, justify, yeah, I did eat too much, even though I know that's not true.
Okay, well, let's just really question it. Because if it keeps popping back up, I ate too much, I ate too much, I ate too much, then we just have to either prove it true or we have to prove it false.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. We don't want to ignore those thoughts. And we don't think where those thoughts, there's nothing wrong with thinking, oh, I must have ate too much or whatever. That's just your brain saying, the first logical thing I think of is this. Could that be it? Could this be it? Could this be it? All we're doing, and you're doing it already by like kind of taking a look, you're like refuting things, you're finding things. So we for sure know two basics were off this week, which would explain a 2 week gain, a 2 pound gain. But if your brain keeps thinking, I must have ate too much, let's just really look at it. Are there any meals at all where you feel like, well, maybe?
Yeah, so based on my data, I did overeat at dinner. I overate at dinner twice, and I overate at a snack once this week.
Okay, so we know that it's true. Why
Yes.
are we trying to act like it's not true?
I guess I was trying to tell myself like, oh, the data says that, yeah, it may have happened, but the basics that I need to focus on are my water and my sleep. I
Maybe you
think
need to focus on all three.
that's true. And I think I also was telling myself like, oh, this is being restrictive.
How is overeating 3 times this week restrictive?
I guess not the overeating, but the thought that like, oh, I need to eat less this week.
Okay. How is eating to enough this week restrictive?
It's not when you say it like that.
Right, because I'm not saying you have to eat less. You're saying I'm eating too much. I'm gonna have to eat less this week. And it's like the only thing you've got to do this week is eat to enough at the three meals you didn't last week.
Mm.
And we have to question, like, why would eating to enough at those two dinners and a snack be restrictive?
It wouldn't be. It
Yeah.
wouldn't be.
That's all you got to tell yourself is like, oh, it wouldn't actually be restrictive. Now, it may, like, your brain may think things that cause you to feel restricted, but then that's when you kind of go back and you say, like, yeah, but the real truth is, all we're saying is this week, we're going to make sure we eat to enough. It is true. When my brain, like, I want you to think about what a good job your brain did. Like, you were like, it's got to be sleep and water. I did not overeat this week. And then when I ask you, and then you were like, no, wait a minute. There were actually three instances where I ate past enough. There were basically three things. I ate more of a snack and I ate more at dinner. Your brain kept aggravating you because it's like, hey, I really think you're missing something. And you're like, no. Because if I admit that I ate past enough, now I want you to just see what you were doing. It's like, then I'm going to have to restrict and I don't want to feel bad. So I'm trying to shut down that thinking instead of like question it.
I definitely felt proud. Like, even when I checked in on Marco Polo with my accountability partner, I acknowledged and celebrated, like, oh, my brain, my conscious brain did a really good job of shifting away from fuck it, shifting towards,
Yes.
data. So I did celebrate that. And I think now just my next step is, even if things keep coming up, just question it versus trying to shut it down.
Yeah, like is it like just ask the questions I did. It's like why would stopping at enough be restrictive? And then it's like, oh, because I'm telling like it's not, but the way I'm talking about it could feel restrictive when I'm telling myself you're gonna have to eat less this week. Your enough signal is broken. It's like if you had, I don't know how many meals you ate last week, but let's say 7 days, 3 meals, that would be 21. And say you ate one snack a day, which would be 28 meals. Three out of 28 would not signal a broken enough system. You got
True.
it right way more than you overate.
And I guess
So,
that's what I kept trying to tell myself. Well, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. But it stopped just focusing on stopping at enough and not necessarily saying I have to, because I could stop at enough and still eat the same volume of food. It's just that I stop at enough every time.
you
And not
probably
necessarily.
won't if you stop it enough every time. I want you to think about this. It won't be the same volume of food as last week. If we did it exactly the same this week, but those three meals, you stopped it enough, you would eat slightly less, but not restricting.
Because I it's so it's more or less like my perspective, how I'm framing it, the story I'm telling.
For sure. You were trying to avoid feeling bad and in two ways. Well, I don't want to feel bad about myself. So I'm telling myself that I ate to enough at every meal. And then I also don't want to feel bad in terms of I don't want to feel restricted. So whatever I do, I don't want to tell myself I have to eat less. Instead of really questioning, like it's the eating less is really not the problem. It's the way I'm talking about it. I'm going to eat because, like, I just want you to think about this. When you think, like, let me just ask this. When I say, Jessica, you got to eat less this week. Now tell me what naturally comes up.
What came up was just like, but I want what I'm doing to be sustainable. I don't feel like
So
restricting is going to be
your
sustainable.
brain freaks out. It's like all of a sudden, like when you say you got to eat less this week, your brain goes to an unreasonable place. Eating, like I want all of you to think about this. Eating less has you envisioning like all kinds of hunger, not been like barely hanging on. Like there's something that happens in your brain, right? Now, let me ask you this when I say it this way. Hey, Jessica, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to eat less this week at three meals. And only the three meals last week where you ate past enough. Could you just eat to enough at those meals?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Because now your brain's got something to really think about. It's not just
Yeah.
thinking, I gotta eat less. It's
Because
thinking.
actually, what can when you just said that, what came up is like, yeah, I can do it because I already did it. Like when I overate at those three meals, I did disco sheets, and then the following days, those were my 1% level ups, and I stopped at enough for the rest of the week. So it's like, oh
Yes.
yeah, I already did it.
Do
So
you
yeah.
see how, like, when we just, for all of you, when you're really mindful about how you articulate, like, first we had to articulate what's the problem. I mean, you already did a good job of like going back to data. Your brain was like, oh my God, let's fuck it eat. And you're like, no, can we just look at data first? And then you went to your dad and you're like, well, here's two whammies. Sleep and water's off. That could be a very plausible explanation. And then your brain kept saying, but I think you got to eat less. Like, I'm just telling you, I'm like, panic's in the room. Your enough system must be broken. Like, it is gotta be not working correctly. And
Yeah.
then that, I want you to watch the last call I did, the very last one we talked about panic.
Oh yeah, I
Kind
watched
of,
it with the
right? Your
fire.
brain's kind of doing that. It's like, okay, we have a 2 pound gain. Call the fire department because I am for sure. I know the left wing of the house is on fire.
We need the cannon.
Get the cannons. It's time. And you go in and you start looking at things like, I think I need to put the lid on this like slow little oil burn I got going on in a pan. But then your brain kept saying, like, I think I still smell smoke. I think there's smoke somewhere. Will you just check? Will you just check? And that's what we did together. We went through and said, okay. Like, are we 100% sure if your brain keeps saying that you need to eat less and that your enough system may be broken? Did anything happen? Are you like really certain last week? And then that's when you pulled out. Well, there were three small incidences where I overate. And then when we looked at it and we said, like, okay, so now if we're saying that's all that happened, we're a lot calmer. We know what's happening. And then we do the other side of it, which is like, okay, articulate the thing we're going to think about more clearly. Rather, because a lot of you do this, and this is really hard for the brain. When you say, I have to eat less, your brain doesn't really know what you mean. So it's got to fill the holes in. It's like if I told you, we all have to, we've all got to get someplace and it's far away. If I told you, like, if you came to Nashville and I said, Jessica, we got to go on a trip and it's going to be a long way. Where do you think we're going? How long do you think it's going to take us to get there? What is long to you?
At least 10 hours.
Okay, good example. Because you know what Corinne thinks a long trip is? Like a
How
90-minute drive. I just think
long?
anything over 90 minutes is awful. In fact, we had to do one recently, like 2 weeks ago. And I haven't driven somewhere in a long time. Well, we just don't go places. And I just thought, a lot of people, like some people commute like this every day. Like in my mind, it's like, we got to like prepare yourself. We've got a 90-minute drive. And you're just like, oh my God, I could do that for lunch.
Yeah, I do that to work and back like every day, an hour, yeah.
Yeah. So this is why it's really important because if I said, like when I say that, your brain creates something different. Now, if I said, hey, Jessica, we've got a really long like day ahead of us. We got to get someplace and it's going to take us like a whole 90 minutes to get there. You're probably like, okay.
What's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure what we're doing is articulating what it is we're trying to solve. So for all of you, listen for times when you're like, I just got to lose weight. That's another big one. I gotta lose weight because when y'all think that, all of a sudden it's like, now I envision the 100-pound journey I'm fixing to go on. Instead of for this is why a lot of times when I ask this question, it helps people. What would it take to lose 1 pound this week? If I know you want to lose 100 pounds, that's fine. But all we're really trying to figure out is for this 1 week, If we just wanted to lose 1 pound, what would we do that's different? What would we do to get on track? Like if somebody was off track? Because usually to lose 1 pound, when I say, like, if they say, well, I got to get back on track, like that's a big red flag. Everybody who says, I got to get back on track, everybody's brain's going to go ham. It's like, well, now I got to make my plan. And, you know, that means I got to follow it and I'm going to have to wait for hunger. And that's probably going to suck. Like your brain will think I got to do every basic and all these things and blah, 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 blah. Wow, all week long, you've been eating like a fucking asshole. And if I say, but what would it take this week to lose 1 pound? A lot of times people will say, like, you know what I really need to do? I need to figure out how to get dinner under control. All of a sudden, our brain knows how to problem solve. So give it something better, more detailed to think about and problem solve. Okay.
Okay. That sounds doable. I
Well,
know
you're
it's
doing
taking
so
me more than a
good.
year. Thank you.
I
I
mean,
appreciate.
go ahead.
Shout out to Coach, I think it's Coach Julie. I went to ask coaches about Regain, and she's like, well, just do your, 30, just get 30 days of plans under your belt. And I feel like this year I've switched over to being a digital diva. Shout out to my accountability group that I'm at camp. And it just that consistency has really given me a lot of momentum. Just,
Yeah.
I appreciate
Well, you're doing great. Like, let me tell you why I know you're doing great. Anybody that can come on a call and say, I gained 2 pounds, the first thing I want to do is go fuck it. But then I redirected myself. That means your brain now is doing what we want it to, where it's auto kicking in equal airtime. It's like it's not just accepting the first thought as this must be the only thing we do. Now your brain is starting to be like, well, like, here's my old thinking, and now I'm also applying new thinking. Like it's you're starting to get into what we call the back and forth. And if anybody can get to back and forth land, you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose a lot of weight there.
It feels good. And I used a strategy that you taught a while ago about doing the weekly weight assessment before I actually weighed. So I already had a new thought, written down, which was quitting isn't gonna get me to my goal any quicker. So
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
thank you.
All
Have a
right.
good day.
Bye. You too. Lisa? Lisa Winans. There's two Lisas with their hand up. Y'all, I get so much makeup on these glasses. I literally cleaned them at the start of the last call, and the bottoms are like, y'all can't see it, but they're just full of like shit already. All right,
Hi.
Lisa. What are we coaching on?
Okay, sorry, I didn't think I was going to get picked today. Oh Lord Jesus, hold on 1 second. The dog decided to just freak out. I'm going to take you with me to let her out of the room. So basically, I've been having a lot of dandelion, a lot of negative self-talk, and a lot of self-talk around Regain. So I haven't been letting myself buy any new clothes for a long time or anything that I have to try on. And went into an actual clothing store, went into the dressing room, tried two things on, and I was being so horrible to myself and couldn't even see my body, couldn't see anything that I've done work-wise. It was just like, what the fuck did you do to yourself? How did you let yourself get to this? And I'm like, I know this isn't productive. I know this isn't doing anything to help, but
Yeah.
it's like just being able to like kind of get into a place where I can walk into a dressing room and not rip myself to shreds is a goal. And I'm
Okay,
not
so that's
sure.
the goal, which means the first phase is exactly what you're doing right now, which is you have to walk into the room. Your brain kicks in. It's an automatic trigger. I wish I had my iPad in here. I would literally, this is going into the body image camp.
Okay.
But one of the things that we talk about is we're going to talk about is safe zones and trigger zones. And there are, all of us have trigger zones when it comes to body image and body esteem. Dressing rooms are a common trigger zone, mirrors, bathrooms, kitchens, places where our body is kind of on display, or where our we would be thinking about our body. Grocery stores for a lot of people is a trigger zone for body image issues. And so the first phase, if you ever want to get to the part where you're not ripping yourself to shreds, you have to go through this part where you do rip yourself to shreds. It feels bad, but you also tell yourself it's not productive. It's not helpful. I'm going to become someone who doesn't do this anymore. Because the only way to become someone who doesn't do that anymore is you have to do what we call exposure therapy.
Yeah. I mean, I signed up for the camp. It's so funny because it's like when I went to sign up for the camp, I literally had the thought of like, I don't want to sign up for this because I don't want to love my body the way it is.
Why not?
I think because I'm just still mad at myself, like for gaining, like lost a bunch of weight, kept it off for a long time, slowly gained it back, joined No BS, lost a bunch of weight, was really close to goal, COVID hit, gained a bunch of weight back. Okay. And I've been sitting there at this place where I'll have like little bouts of losing and then I'll just hit maintenance. And I'm just like, see, you're fucking this up. You don't do what you need to do. And then it just goes into sort of like a really negative spiral around talk. And like, I know it's a lot of diet trauma. I know it's a lot of what my family told me about size, but it's just like, you know, I think because there's part of me that just still thinks it's right, like to be that angry at myself, like to punish myself for gaining weight.
And what's it going to do for you though? Like, let's go there. Let's figure out why is it right?
I mean, because I wasn't supposed to. Like I was
but
supposed
to. But you did.
Yeah. But it's the perfectionist shit, isn't it?
No, it's like, I want you to really think about this. It's doing something for you. What do you think is going to happen? I'll ask you two ways and you just answer the one that's easier for you to answer.
Okay.
What's the positive outcome for you if you continue to beat yourself up? Or what is the negative outcome if you decide I'm not going to beat myself up anymore over my body? I am going to like make peace with this version of this body. We're going to move into acceptance over this version of this body. Because you decide which one's easier to answer, because the only reason why you're hanging on to this is you feel like either letting it go or embracing the other is somehow dangerous.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of it that way. I mean, I guess like when I first, okay, the first time I was heavy growing up, I lost a tremendous amount of weight doing really extreme exercise and pretty extreme dieting to the point of being fairly disordered.
Okay.
And lost and was, I thought, physically in really good shape, but like would consume 700 calories in a day on a day that I was doing an 8-mile run.
Okay.
So it was.
Let me ask yourself about back then.
Yeah.
How did you talk to yourself back then?
You're doing so great. Look at you. You can fit in your clothes.
What did you say to get yourself to only eat 700 calories a day?
This is hard right now, but you'll feel so much better tomorrow.
So you didn't feel good. You told yourself how hard it was going to be.
Yeah, I told myself this really sucks and it's really hard, but it's what
you do. So you were still beating yourself. Like, let me just highlight so that you can kind of understand what's happening. The way that you were able to lose the weight was through punishment.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
So now what we're doing is probably because you're not in your teens anymore or 20s. This is what ends up happening. You just like at some point we get too old to do the extremes. It's like Corinne is a good example. I really want to knock out the fifth marathon, and I'd really like to do my 60th half marathon. I'm literally at 4:59. This body is like this is going to really suck. So for you, it's like, okay, I had to punish myself to get myself to the happy weight, like all the things. Cause we have delight. Like, I'm just like, y'all, here's the thing that we forget. If you get thin, you will have some positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. You will. And it will feel like you were so happy then. Except when we really start kind of piecing it out, we start anytime you do something extreme and overexercise and stuff, there probably wasn't a cheerleader. Because I want you to think about this. The version of you that loves you the most in the world, would she be saying, here's what you really should do? Lots of unhealthy stuff. This will be amazing for us. Like, we're going to do unhealthy things and get disordered. And I bet your future self will love it and blah, blah, blah. And it's usually that was never happening. It was more, I only remember how proud I was of my body. But then when I look at it every day, I told myself, you can't have that. You shouldn't eat that. You can only get 700 calories today. You better go out for that run. I don't care how fucking miserable you are. You better go.
Oh God,
you're going to get fat if you don't.
Oh, I think I've really built a fairy tale around that time.
Yeah. Well, and then we all do that. And that is a normal brain reaction. But the reason why we want to not tell, is it a fairy tale, is because what happens is if you only tell, like, this was the only things that, like, this was all good, you miss out on how you're mistreating yourself now. And you start mistreating again. Because your brain is cataloged. I know the formula for her weight loss. Really bad things. And if she can't do the really bad things, then let's really talk bad about her. But like the formula is, this equals misery. In order to feel good.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
You're hanging on to wanting to beat yourself up, because I want to ask you, like, really think about this with just your gut reaction. Don't try to like intellectualize this at all. And I'm working on this myself this year when it comes to work, because I am the beat down when it comes to working sometimes. Like, I love my work. Luckily, I actually love my work, but I can get carried away. I get a lot done through internal pressure. Like, I am the best diamond cutter ever. So what, like, if you decided today, I accept this body as it is. I'm not talking about love, because one of the things we're going to do at the Body Image Camp is I'm going to teach y'all a spectrum. Right now you're in body loathing.
Oh yeah.
We're like in body hate, body shame. We're at the far end. The furthest end is actually body shutdown. So like, if you had a spectrum, on one side is complete disassociation. Mm-hmm. I refuse to look in mirrors. I refuse to go to the dressing room. I refuse to buy clothes. I don't listen to my body. I do all that I can to hide and tune it out because it's so traumatic. I can't take it. And then the next step, as we move through the spectrum, is like basically body hatred. And that's kind of where you've gone. It's like, mm-hmm. Here I am just not loving my body and stuff. And you may even be a little bit, there's like body hatred. There's just body shaming. There's body, I've got them all listed out. This is newer material, but basically in the middle is body neutral. There's dissatisfaction. And then we move into neutrality. And then we start moving into satisfied or acceptance, satisfaction, joy, love. So there's a whole spectrum that we can do with our body. We don't always have to go to love. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think we have to go all the way to the end in order to feel better. And what we can do is, if we can move from hatred and shame to just dissatisfaction, for a lot of us, that feels really good. Like, for me, that feels really good. Like, I don't necessarily hate my body. There's just parts of it I don't like. It's very different than my body is such a problem and that makes me a problem. So let me ask you this. If we decide 100% starting today, Lisa is going to be okay with this body. I'm going to be okay with this body. Like, no more shaming it, no more beating it up. When I catch it, I'm going to tell myself, nope, this is not what we're doing anymore. I'm going to learn how to appreciate this body. I'm going to learn how to have a relationship with it, just like I would with, like, just like your children. Do you have a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a kid. Do you love it?
Oh, I love her very much.
Okay. Are you ever dissatisfied with her?
No.
She... Are you serious? I'm dissatisfied with mine all the time. What the hell? Did I get the golden child and I didn't?
No, I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, there's times where she'll drive me bananas, but it's like
exactly
her own strong human that I really appreciate.
Right. You love her.
Mm-hmm.
But you thinking things about her every now and then where you're dissatisfied and you don't like and she's annoying and whatnot doesn't keep you from being a good mother, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you still pay the bills. You still probably take care of her ass and stuff.
Yep.
What is going to happen, though, if you did the same for you? Because you don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, it's like there's a part of me that believes that if I accept where I am, then I'll stay where I am. But then that's bullshit thinking because I've been stalled.
There's always that.
Well, fuck.
Let's really question it.
Yeah.
If you, let's say, allowed yourself to buy clothes where you're at so that you could feel good in your body instead of bad because your clothes aren't fitting or whatever. Or just because you deserve clothes because you're a human. You deserve clothes that fit this current body. How would you take worse care of yourself?
I wouldn't. I mean, the thing is, it's like I can come up with 100 reasons why it's like, well, your clothes fit. They're just old. You know, you don't need to. You should wait till you're a size that you feel better about the stuff that you bought when you were on the lower side. You felt better when you went shopping for that. So it's like, I just feel like, I mean, it's a way of punishing myself. Like, you don't just hold on until you've done more, till you've earned it, I guess.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do me any good not to go buy clothes. It just, I just dread the moment of like trying them on because it's like, but if I just tell my brain to shut the fuck up, it might help. But
well, it doesn't sound like you're also enjoying having clothes that are outdated and don't fit you or whatever either.
No. And I mean, the thing is, it's like, and it's kind of came up a little bit more recently just because it's like, I'm an elementary school teacher. So like my regular school clothes, because, you know, you're on the floor all the time. They're rough and tumble clothes. They're school shirts. I don't, you know, toss them on. Don't give two thoughts about it. You know, grab a couple sweaters at Costco. And we had a couple occasions where I had to get dressed in what I jokingly refer to as grown-up clothes. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do? You know, and like, just because I sure as heck wasn't going to go out and buy anything. And like, I like realized, I'm like, I haven't purchased, other than like grabbing a sweater at Costco, I haven't purchased clothes in 3 or 4 years. And so it's like, okay, this still fits, but it's old and it has a hole. Okay, well, I better mend this because I'm not sure as heck not getting myself anything else at this size.
So let me ask you this. So why not? Why not buy clothes for this size body? Why is it so undeserving?
It's not. I mean, it's just that continual sort of like, you need to wait till you've earned them by losing the weight.
So your body has to earn clothes through weight loss in order to have clothes that fit.
Well, when you say it, it just sounds so stupid. But I guess that, I mean, that's how my brain's been working.
I don't think clothing that fits your body is an earned thing. Would you ever say that to your daughter? Would you say, like, well, look, now, I don't know. You didn't really earn new clothes for school this year. I'm going to need you to go, like, in some really shitty ones that you're not very proud of. Like, I'll tell you what, I know the best way for you to get good grades. I'm going to send you to school dressed like a hobo every day. And you're going to feel so shitty about your body that I bet you do better in school.
No, that's no, never think twice about getting her what she wants or what she needs. It's not even a you know, and it's even.
Do you know why?
Yes, I love her and I don't feel like
she doesn't have to earn things. You don't have conditions on like what she has to be as a human in order to have basic human needs met.
Yeah.
But you've put that on you. I'm going to ask you this. What's going to happen with your weight loss if you stop beating yourself up and accept this body?
My fear is that I will then just not move forward, but that's not true.
You're not moving forward now.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm staying stuck because it's like any movement, I can meet it with a beatdown. So
what would happen if you just decided today? Like, because this is the thing. Wanting to lose weight does not have to come.
So I'm so sorry. Dandelion.
Stop it. Wanting to lose weight does not have to come from hating of this body. Wanting to lose weight can happen for a lot of reasons. Tell me some of the reasons why you actually want to lose weight that have nothing to do with disliking this body.
Just like overall health, being able to, you know, like I'm getting older, so I want to know that like my knees aren't hurting. I'm an elementary school teacher. I'm a really active elementary school teacher. I'm always like doing stuff with my kids. We're on the floor. And like, I love that. And so I don't want to be somebody who's restricting what they do in their classroom because of my size, because I've my knees hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, also just, I mean, when I started losing weight again, it just felt good. I felt good to have the energy. It felt good to have feeling like comfortable and in control of her food and of her choices and looking for those happier patterns in life.
Yeah. And this is the other thing. Those are all great reasons. Is there anything about like, do you want your body to look different?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I want my body to look different. I know what it can look like when it's smaller, or I don't want, you know, I want to like be able to throw on a shirt and or tuck it into pants, like just not feel like every top needs to be a tunic.
So let me say this. This is where I think a lot of you get hosed. It's okay to have like, this is the beauty standard I like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always want to be checking. And I'm going to talk about this at Body Image Camp too, but we always want to check it against making sure that it's a beauty standard that's actually attainable. So what I mean by that is a lot of times I'll be coaching someone who's like in their 60s
mm-hmm.
and they're very hung up on, but I want to look like I did in my 30s.
Oh, no.
And it's like, we have to really figure that out. It's like, we are never going to look like we are in our 30s when we get in our 50s and 60s again. But that doesn't mean we have to hate where we're at. It doesn't mean we have to, like, we can take away a lot of the like disgust and the bullshit by making sure that what we want to look like is realistic, attainable, fits our age-appropriate type standards now. And y'all can look any way you want. Like I have pretty high standards for how I want to look. There's nobody who wears as much makeup as I do, faux fucking leather like it's their job, wears extensions. Like, obviously, I love beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And I have certain things about my body, but the best healing that I've done around my body to where I'm not like, where I'm in more of acceptance and just dissatisfaction at times, and in other areas in love. Like, I love how I wear my hair and stuff. I don't wait to wear my hair until I've hit certain body standards. I give myself areas to actually like. I sort it all out. But what I want to say is we want to check against that. But then we want to just imagine, like, you can reach for your ideals and go after it without beating yourself up. Like, you could literally just say, instead of, you're so stupid for regaining all that weight. I forget what all you said. Like, you had like a
big, I would have been in the mix.
Yeah, there was a big story about it. Instead of all of that, you could literally just say, I really want to weigh this. I like the way my body looks there more than I like it here, but that doesn't mean I have to tear myself apart over it. Like, just understanding that we don't have to beat ourselves up. And what most of you are doing is saying, tell me something about your current body you don't like. Just one thing.
My middle. Like, I like it. Like, if I throw on pants, I feel like it's rolling over.
Okay. So you don't like your middle.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. What do you make it mean that you like your middle? I'm assuming it's bigger than you want it.
Yeah, it's bigger than I want it.
Okay. Like, go ahead. Say it.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, it's like I have a gut and I didn't used to. And it's like, okay. And I,
all right. Yeah. I have a gut. What are you making it mean about you other than, well, I used to not?
Well, I mean,
what are you making it mean that you have a gut now?
Well, what comes to my mind is, and it's disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
I'm disgusting. That's what I'm making it mean. And it's like,
so that's the difference. This is why it's really important that we figure this out, because you're sitting there and every time you're thinking about your gut on the inside, your brain is really not saying, you know, I don't really like the look of your stomach. Your brain is going, you are disgusting.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's like, there's a big difference between like looking in the mirror and saying like, man, I just like gut's a little big. I really don't like it. So, you know, I'm going to work on that versus you're so disgusting. You really need to get your shit together. This is just gross. Like, I want you to think about that puts us into, now I'm taking this personally. I'm taking something about my body and I'm making it personal, which means now we've just lowered our self-esteem. Like there's like, when you walked into the dressing room, if you had just had thoughts about your body, like, I think my gut's too big. I don't know. Ass looks like it's fell a little bit since the 30s. Huh, I don't have them runner legs anymore. If you just like dead stopped it there and just like, but we got to get some clothes. Like, mama can't wear shirts with holes in them anymore. We've just decided we don't do that anymore. You would have had a very different experience.
Yeah.
Like, how would you have felt if you had just went in and noticed things you didn't like about your body and said, but we got to get clothes. I mean, we're not wearing clothes with holes in them no more. Like, this body's got to be clothed right.
That would have just been such a better experience. It would have just been like calm, matter of fact. Like how I approach just about like, if I'm shopping with my daughter, it'd be like, you know, she tries something on. I don't like the way this like makes me look. Oh, okay. Well, let's try something different. It would have just been a neutral, like, oh, sometimes we like what something looks like and sometimes we don't.
Yeah. And like you would have never looked at her when she said, I don't like the way this looks on me. You would have said like, well, yeah, I mean, shit, that's horrible about you. You must be a real loser because not everything looks good on your body. I didn't realize what a loser daughter I had.
Yeah, no, would not have done that. And the thing is, yeah, and it's just like, and like I recognize too that it's just, it's making me just warp whatever anything looks like on my body, because it was like such a stupid, like I tried on a sweater. I'm like, okay, I could possibly buy this, but it's got a snag. And the clerk came through and like, oh, can I get you something else? And I'm like, oh, do you have this? She came back, we only have it in a size down, and I put it on and it fit. And I'm like, well, that's, and the clerk looked at me and she's like, well, that one fits. I think the other one you had was too big. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm like, oh God, I'm like, okay. Like, it's like, I'm like, okay, I know I'm not seeing myself well, but then I also am like,
that's because you're looking at yourself through the lens of disgusting.
Yeah.
Like when we look through the lens of disgusting, we're definitely not going to see ourselves rationally.
Yeah, that's true.
If we look through the lens of, you know, I will just like, for an example, I don't wear short skirts for a reason. I don't like how my legs look in a short skirt. They're rumply. They've got scars from surgeries. They kind of look a mess. And so when I go shopping, I don't sit there and be like, I really should wear short skirts. I go in and like this dress, I'm like, it's midi length for a reason. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I look better in a midi length. Not, I can't wear short skirts. Yeah. Now, there's a part of me that chooses not to wear short skirts because for me, the aesthetic I like, it's like, no, I don't want to put myself in the position to feel like I'm always being looked at and all this other stuff. I just decided rather than beating myself up all the time over my legs, I do things like I know how to dress for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I will tell you, not one day has gone by since I have started dressing for my legs where I'm like, and just let them go. Like, you know, that, just eat anything you want now because you like your legs. Like, no, I lifted legs this morning. In fact, this last round when I re-upped with my trainer, I said, I want 2 leg days. Because I have a better relationship with them. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep working on them. We'll see what we can do. Like the moment that I quit, like the more y'all bash it, the harder it is for you to not have to seek food for relief. Because you're going to have to get relief somewhere. And so you're getting it from hiding, not buying clothes, eating. There's a lot of things that you're doing to avoid yourself because of the hatred.
It's not
helping you actually get where you want to go. You will treat yourself better if you talk to yourself better. You'll want more for yourself. You'll encourage yourself more. We don't have to do, and you don't have to fall in love overnight. You just don't need to be a complete butt.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, which has been so helpful, it didn't dawn on me that like my brain had just completely locked into like, cause I said, I made a fairy tale of over-exercising and under eating and like my brain locking down to this is what you did. But I talked to myself like shit then too.
Yeah.
So it's
you
just
didn't
like,
give yourself what you really wanted. Cause I mean, think about this. Why do you want to lose weight? Ultimately, what is the one thing that if you lost weight, you're like, I would for sure now feel this.
Confident with getting dressed in the morning.
So like confident.
Yeah.
When you lost all that weight and you were having to eat 700 calories a day and you were having to over-exercise in order to do it, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was your confidence level?
Overall. I mean, it was a overall. Twisted overall. Realistically, it was like a 5 or a 4 because I had a twisted confidence around, see, you can do this. You can half starve yourself and then go on an 8-mile run and be a size.
Right. 4. But that's what you would tell yourself. But when you were making yourself do all that.
Oh, yeah.
How confident were you that you could do this for the rest of your life? I mean, no one has to say, see, you can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're really confident that this is just your lifestyle, you're not even having that conversation.
Yes. Realistically, it was probably around a confidence level of 2 because I was hanging by a thread. Like, I knew I was white knuckling every day. Every day, every choice. Like, couldn't eat anything unless I measured it out with a cup measure.
Oh, so you weren't confident around food. You were paranoid around food.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, I really was. No, I could not. Like, I literally could not eat. If I couldn't measure it, I wouldn't eat it. So it was just like.
Did you ever feel like you were doing enough exercise or were you ever questioning if this is enough?
No. Like, I would walk 2 miles to the gym, run on the elliptical for an hour, walk 2 miles, you know, run home. Like, and it never felt like enough. And the thing is,
yeah,
it's like,
so you weren't confident there either. So tell me again where all this confidence was, because so far I haven't seen it yet.
The confidence came when you could close a pair of pants that was a size 4. That was the only place where there was any confidence. And that wasn't even real confidence.
What was it? What would you call it?
Like the moment of relief. Like it.
Yeah. So you were mistakenly thinking I was confident when all that was really happening back then is you were pressuring yourself, doubting yourself, paranoid about what you were eating. And then when you would button those pants for a moment, you felt relief that everything's okay.
Yeah.
You were never confident though.
Oh God. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. I the thing is, it's like I'd always read that as confident, and like hearing that and going, oh no, and feeling it in my body going, no, that was a sigh of relief that like I had, because I knew it wasn't attainable, it wasn't sustainable. And so it was just like, and the other thing too is it's like even with no BS, even when I regained some of the weight, I didn't regain all of it. And the thing that's always been the stopping point is like, well, I know I can do this. Like, I know I can, like, because
So you have some confidence.
I mean, because
I
the
mean,
thing
I
is,
want you to think about this. It's like, even when I've been regaining weight, I'm always like, but you know you can do this. To me, that sounds like someone who's on the inside saying, like, don't miss out on what's happening. You actually have confidence. Like, this is where, like, the more you get to where you're talking to yourself a little bit better, you get to feel what it is you want to feel. So what we want to do is we want to figure out how we can go now to a dressing room with confidence. And I'm going to trick your brain a little bit. You can be very confident that your brain is going to act a ass. Like, we can believe that. We can just be like, 100%, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to be activated, I'm going to be triggered, all the things. I'm confident that that part's going to come up. I'm also confident that this is where I rewire the story. That hiding from the dressing room is not helping. Continuing to beat myself up over my body isn't helping confidence. None of that's actually getting me where I want to go. What really will do that is being really confident. What do I know I can be confident in? I'm confident that if I put clothes on my body that feel better, then I'm probably going to treat myself better. If nothing else, I'm going to feel better, and that will lessen the amount of overeats I need, because right now I'm not overeating because I'm feeling so good. I mean, I want all of you to think about this. Are we overeating because we're feeling so fucking amazing in life? We're just like, give me more. No, it's like all these areas of life where we're just like trying to beat ourselves up, you know, mistaking the fire, all the things we've been talking about today, we're eating over those things. And all we, and we keep saying, but Corinne, can you just tell, like, one more time, get review those four basics?
Yeah. No, I mean, and the thing is, it's sort of like like right now I'm sitting here realizing, like, because it's like I plan every day, post in my accountability group every day, drink my water every day, like do all of, reflect all of it. And then it's like, I'm just now realizing, oh, there's confidence in that. I've just taken it as comfort. Like I feel comfort that that's what I've been doing and I do. And it's like, yes, I had a regain, but I didn't regain all of it. I've still, over all these years, maintained at least a minimum of 25 pounds down. And like, there's no reason that the rest can't. Oh, oh shit. So it's like, it's a healthy pattern and there's confidence in a healthy pattern.
For
It's not
sure.
just comfort, there's actual confidence. Oh crap. Okay, well damn it. You just do your job well.
I try, and I don't know how it happened, but a big thought bubble with a thumbs up came up as you were doing. I was like, well, that's
I
enlightenment.
saw that too. I was like, I'm not sure what just happened there.
I know. I was like, Zoom
Somebody
must be
knows.
listening and being like, oh my God, these are the best calls of the day.
Comfort is actual confidence, So not treating yourself like shit and being comfortable in your skin. Can is oh okay, well shit, that makes a lot more sense now.
All right. Well,
Thank
I
you
think you
so
got
much.
exactly what you needed today.
I did, and I didn't even expect to get a call. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wrong button. I would like to know how that big like thumbs up button got activated. Let's see. Is there anything in the Q&A? No. Okay. Let's do one more really quick, Marianne. I do have a hard stop in about 10 minutes, so we're going to try to get it done. We'll go over about 5, but I started my period and I have another call that starts at the top of the hour at 2, and I need to go take care of some things. All right, Marianne, what do you need coaching on?
Hey,
Hey.
so I have would like some help getting past milestones.
Okay.
So I have a pattern of like getting to a milestone like the Queen's Club and then having a lot of trouble getting past it.
Like,
And
where are we going past Queen's Club?
I have probably 70 more pounds to go.
Okay, so we've lost 25 and we want to lose 70 more.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I just want to make sure I get the problem articulated. So you're stalled at 25?
Yep. And this is just like a small part of what's happening, from what's happened in the past. I haven't been able to get past 200, and it's happened on like 4 different occasions where I was able to lose the weight, get to 200 and not be able to break that barrier, slowly start putting the weight back on.
Okay, so when
And
you get to two, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if there's if you have any experience or advice for
Oh, I
now, I'm
got all
kind of
the
scared
experience
of
and all the advice. This is nothing new. This is pretty much something
right.
I've coached on probably 20,000 times in the last 15 years.
Okay, yeah, and everything that I've heard today is helpful.
Okay.
It's all in my thinking. So,
So what is the th where like when you say it's all in my thinking, what do you think is the biggest thinking error you've got going right now
I
that's
see it
keeping you
as
from moving
I
on?
can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay. So you think, so are you hovering around 200 right now?
Nope, I'm back up to, I'm like 220.
Okay. So I don't want to even talk about the 200. Let's just say the 220.
Okay.
Why do you think you can't lose weight? Like, what is one thing that for sure is going to stop you from losing weight?
Because I haven't been able to do it in the past.
Okay, but that doesn't have anything to do. Let me just say,
Yeah.
your brain wants to say that. You know why? Because then it doesn't have to solve a problem. It doesn't have to say what you got to stop doing this week in order to lose a pound. It's
Right.
like, but in your past, because here's the thing that's true, Marianne, and I want you to tell me if you don't believe this. Every single person, including myself, that actually has lost all their weight and now kept it off, how many times prior to that did we lose all of our weight and keep it off?
Zero. Yeah.
Zero. It
Right.
is literally impossible to lose all of your weight and keep it off and have ever done it before. So when we say, but I've never done it before, like I'm the special one that's going to have like the 10 times or something. Like I'm
Yeah.
the one person that needs past experience in order to be able to do it this time.
Yes, and as I tend to self-sabotage because my brain will get in there with all like you're just such a loser, you can't do anything right, you can't.
Yeah, but that's very different.
Okay.
That is what you're making it mean that you haven't lost weight before. So,
Okay.
like when we just take the one thought, you can't do it because you've
Can't
never
do
done it before.
it. Okay.
When we just look at that all by itself without making it mean, and I'm a loser, and I'm this, and I'm that, and blah, 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 blah. If you take your self-esteem out of it and we just look at it, then we can say, well, this is a pretty dumb thought. Like it's like literally not like plausible.
I've wanted my brain to meet you for a long time.
Well, you're hello, brain. But I want you to think about it. So from now on, when your brain wants to say, I can't because I've
I
never done it
can't.
before, now what we do is we interrupt right there and we say, like, okay, that's like not a real thought. That
Right.
is not even my problem thought. My
Right.
real problem thought is I make it mean when I think I can't lose weight. My real problem is I make it mean bad things about me. And when I'm dragging myself down, I'm not going to be able to lose weight.
Right.
So my real solve is I have to learn how to separate who I am from my weight. That's it.
Okay. That's the journey. That's definitely the journey I'm on. Okay. And made so much progress. I've listened to every podcast. So I started like way back. Listened to every podcast, lost my weight, like just listening to the podcasts. And so done so much work with therapy. And okay, I'll just, it's, that's just the secret to everything is loving and accepting yourself, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's the mm-hmm. easy, it's the easiest way to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Like when y'all like, give me the easy button. Okay. Quit beating yourself up. It'll be right. a lot easier to do nice things for yourself mm-hmm. when you actually like yourself. I want you to think about people in your life that you like. Tell me one person in your life that you're just like, I really like this human. This is a good fucking human.
Yeah. I can think of a friend. Yeah.
Okay. So your friend.
Yeah.
And she wants something. She needs something. And she's mm-hmm. a lovely individual. Do you ever be like, it's gonna be so hard to do things for her? I mean, she's so wonderful, but you know, I don't know. So hard to do things for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never, ever. We're just always like, well, what do you need?
Oh, for
that the sounds kids. Sounds good. Now.
For the kids, for the friends, for the family. It's like any.
Because you have good thoughts about them.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's easy to do things for them. Oh, now, pick an asshole. Who is a bozo that you've had one. In your
I
life?
I got one. I got one. I got one in my head. Yeah.
All right. Just throw out a fake name so I have a name.
Polly.
Polly. Okay. Now, Polly, who you do not like, you loathe. Like, you may tolerate them and stuff, but Polly calls. They want the same favor as our lovely friend.
Right.
Now, do you go like, well, of course, Polly. This is going to be the easiest thing ever. I'm all signed up. Or you're just like, oh my God, I just hate Polly. Oh, this is going to be hard. I got to decide if I'm going to do this. Right? Maybe I don't. Exactly. Or if I do, I'm going to have to drag my sorry ass to do it.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Okay. So I'm not Polly.
Yes. We want to be thinking, we don't want to treat ourselves like a Polly anymore. Right. That's why it's hard to do things for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is really all I want you focused on, Marianne, is I want you to think about for this week. I don't want you to think anymore that, like, well, this is the thing. Whenever your brain wants to think, like, 220 is my big stumbling block. Now I want you to tell yourself, I'm geared up for 220 because I've probably are, like, this is probably what's happened. Whenever we have, like, these thresholds that we can't overcome, it's because up until that moment, we've been able to lose weight because losing weight and getting those hits that we're doing things feels better than our self-loathing. Like sometimes we're very distracted, like, oh, thank God I've lost another pound. And, you know, when you're following through and you're eating, you're doing the things, you're actually talking kind of nice to yourself. Like there's little moment, even if you're not talking yourself into it from a nice place, every time you get a little bit of success, you're just like, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just got to stay focused. I just got to stay focused. Then what happens is you lose just enough weight, and it might be 200 is your threshold to where the old voices start coming back.
Yeah. Like, do I deserve losing this? Weight, I don't deserve this.
Yeah. Like losing weight doesn't offset the negativity anymore.
Right.
So now it's like, well, if every time I lose a pound, I tell myself, this is going to be really hard to keep up. You know, you're probably going to go backward. You don't deserve this. I mean, come on. Let's like look at it. It's you, Marianne. Like if you do that, now you're feeling bad. Well, if now it's like, well, I'm losing weight's not making me feel good. But what does? Oh, I remember. We should just eat a little. Mm-hmm. We should just do this a little. And that's how we keep going back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
It really has nothing to do with 200 is a magic thing. There's no, there's nothing weird going on here.
Okay.
Other than that internal conversation.
Right.
So what are we going to do this week to lose a pound?
I'm going to make my plan every day and track that I actually follow my plan.
Okay. That was a trick question. We just had this lovely conversation about how we're going to talk to ourselves. I'm like, all right, to lose a pound this week, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're like, I'm going to give you an action.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell you anything about how I'm going to talk about myself.
Okay. I was already set. I was already made that determination now. Okay. This is a trick question. Yeah, I am going to work on loving and accepting myself exactly as I am.
Or if you don't want to love and accept yourself exactly as you are, this week, when I catch myself being an asshole, I'm just going to get really good at knowing when I'm being an asshole and saying, no, you don't have to love yourself right now. If you want to accept yourself, if you want to love yourself, you get to. But if you're at a place where you can't even do that, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to keep talking like this because we know intellectually it's just not helpful. And this is what I will tell all of you. I would bet my fake tits, my fake hair, and everything else fake in my closet that the things y'all tell yourself about you are not true. They are exaggerations,
right?
Fabrications. They are stories.
Sure.
They are things somebody told you from your past. They are a lot of things other than absolutely true.
Correct.
And so if you can't love yourself in the moment, you can always say, there is a part of me that knows that a lot of this stuff that I say to myself feels true, but it's not an absolute truth. So I'm not going to keep talking about it because I know at some level it's probably not as true as I think it is. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to pick up the journaling that I used last week when I had a problem. I just wrote STFU, which is, short for, okay. Thank you.
I'll say it for you.
I don't have to. I just wrote that like 20 times in my journal. Because I just like, I'm just going to keep writing this until I process it.
You know what? Yeah. I just want you to add this. I want you to write STFU because it's not true.
Because it's not true. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
And that's the reason why, because I promise you, every one of you, you could come on a call with me and you could try to argue all day long about something that's bad about you or wrong about you. And I can prove that it's not true. It is literally a story that you fabricated. You might feel safe with it. You might be used to it. There might be a thousand things, but there's always the hint of another truth behind every little thing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Boy, y'all, we have done some coaching today. Everything went deep today. I mean, every call right after another. Y'all are going to get some good smoking content this week on loving yourself, body image, separating shit out, panic. How do you like all the things. We just somehow we talked about firemen half the day, all the things. Whew, I'm sweating. I've got to go change my wardrobe, my bottom half. And then I will be one more call and I'm done. It's for my business membership. So it's not one of y'all's. Y'all have gotten plenty of me today. Have a good one, Queens. I will see you next month. Bye for now.